Well, checking sports in the girls' softball world, the first girls' high school athletic union softball rankings of the year came out late yesterday afternoon. Class 1A Akron Westfield is rated number one, with River Valley second, Newell Fonda three, Key is four, and Lawton Bronson is rated number five. Also in the top 15, Charter Oak Ute checks in at number 10. Glidden Ralston of the Rolling Valley Conference is at number 13. Murray ranked 15th in the opening poll. In Class 2A, Iowa City Regina is top rated, with Durant and I-35 second and third. Logan Magnolia is rated fourth in the opening poll. North Union fifth. IKM Manning is at number 10, while Missouri Valley is ranked 15th in the first poll. In Class 3A, Benton is rated number one. Solon and Davenport Assumption are two and three, followed by Clark and Center Point Urbana in the top five. No area teams show up in this week's 3A poll. Class 4A, Dallas Center Grimes is top rated, with Winterset number two, ADM is number three. Carlisle and Pella round out the top five. Creston from the Hawkeye Tent Conference is at number 14 to open the season. In Class 5A, Waukee, Johnston, Iowa City West, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson top 15 big school poll. Major League Baseball action last night. Bryce Harper hit a slump-busting home run. Danny Espinosa also went deep. And the Washington Nationals got seven strong innings from right-hander Joe Ross in a 2-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Washington trailed 1-0 in the sixth inning before Harper ended a 4-for-33 skid with a no-doubt-about-it shot into the upper deck far beyond the wall in right field. That was his 12th homer of the season, his first since May 13th. The light-hitting Espinosa snapped a tie in the seventh with a drive to right. Batting eighth, Espinosa came in hitting 199 and just three homers. Both of those homers came off of Mike Leake, who won his previous three starts while allowing only two runs over 21 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, just two other games. Pittsburgh beat Arizona 8-3, Milwaukee over Atlanta 6-2. The Cardinals also placed third baseman Matt Carpenter on the paternity list, and they recalled infielder Greg Garcia from AAA Memphis. Carpenter, the leadoff man, is first on the team with nine homers and 32 RBIs. He's hitting .250 with a .378 on-base percentage. The 26-year-old Garcia was on the opening day roster and appeared in 10 games before being optioned to Memphis April 17th. He batted .600 with a homer and two RBIs in his earlier stint with St. Louis and was hitting .269 with eight RBIs in 30 games in the minors. Garcia has been one of the team's best pinch hitters with a career .335 average, including a couple of home runs. Well, the Chicago White Sox game at Kansas City was postponed because of rain last night. No makeup date was announced, but it will not be rescheduled as part of this series. That was the second rainout this season for the Royals. White Sox right-hander Miguel Gonzalez and Royals lefty Danny Duffy, the two scheduled starters Thursday, will pitch today. The revised rotation will have White Sox left-hander Carlos Rodon and Royals right-hander Yordano Ventura starting Saturday, with White Sox right-hander Matt Latos and Royals righty Edinson Volquez the probables for Sunday. The White Sox are in first place in the American League Central, holding a two-game lead over the Royals and a half-game advantage over the Cleveland Indians. In game action yesterday in the American League, it was Toronto over the New York Yankees 3-1. Houston beat Baltimore by a 4-2 final. A couple of interleague games, it was Miami over Tampa Bay 9-1. Colorado beat Boston 8-2. The Kansas City Royals have placed their third baseman Mike Moustakas on the 15-day disabled list with a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee. Such injuries usually sideline a player for a long period. Moustakas and left fielder Alex Gordon collided Sunday while chasing a fly ball in Chicago. Gordon went on the disabled list Monday with a right wrist fracture. Moustakas did not play in the next three games at Minnesota and was checked out by team physicians after he returned to Kansas City for a seven-game homestand beginning Thursday against the White Sox. Moustakas, a 2015 All-Star Game selection, was hitting .240 with seven homers and 13 RBIs in 27 games. It was Moustakas' second trip to the disabled list in May after missing 3 weeks with a broken left thumb. Logan Sowers, two-out single in the seventh inning, drove in the go-ahead run, and Caleb Barragar and two relievers combined on a three-hitter as Indiana stayed alive in the Big Ten baseball tournament with a 6-2 victory over the host Nebraska Cornhuskers Thursday. The Hoosiers, who were swept in a three-game series at Nebraska last weekend, advanced to another elimination game today against the loser between Maryland and Michigan State. The Cornhuskers went two games and out in the conference tourney for the second straight year. Jonathan Engelman scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch with two out in the eighth inning, and Michigan defeated Minnesota 3-2 Thursday, just hours after Gophers pitching coach Todd Oakes died following a four-year battle with leukemia. Minnesota announced the 55-year-old Oakes died Thursday morning. He was the Gophers pitching coach for 18 years and had recently entered hospice care. Number 5 seed Michigan plays Friday against the loser of the Iowa-Ohio State matchup. Now, the Big Ten tourney games between Maryland and Michigan State and Iowa and Ohio State were postponed Thursday until today because of inclement weather in Omaha. The Terrapins now take on Michigan State at 9 o'clock this morning. The Hawkeyes and the Buckeyes face off at 1 this afternoon. Those two tournament games scheduled for Friday in Omaha will be moved up 90 minutes each to accommodate the switch. Well, the Pittsburgh Penguins will be making their fifth appearance in the Stanley Cup Finals and their first since 2009. Bryant Russ scored twice while the Pens dominated the second period of a 2-1 victory over Tampa Bay in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night. Russ opened the scoring a minute 55 into the middle period and then snapped a 1-1 tie just 30 seconds after Jonathan Drouin tied the game for the Lightning. Evgeny Malkin assisted on both of those Penguin goals. Russ has scored 5 times in the postseason after scoring just 4 times in 41 regular season games. The Pens outshot the Lightning 39-17 overall, including a 21-5 margin in that second period. Tampa Bay put just 7 shots on goal against Matt Murray in the final period. The outcome sets up a final series between the Penguins and the San Jose Sharks, which will begin Monday night in Pittsburgh. The Penguins will be gunning for their fourth Stanley Cup since joining the NHL in 1967. The Sharks are in the finals for the first time ever. The Golden State Warriors are still very much alive in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Stephen Curry pumped in 31 points, and the Warriors pulled within 3-2 by downing the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder 120-111. Curry also provided 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals for the Warriors, who bounced back after losing the third and fourth games in Oklahoma City by a combined 52 points. Game 6 is set for Saturday in Oklahoma City. Well, Baylor University has fired their football coach, Art Briles. They placed athletic director Ian McCaw on probation, and they reassigned President Kenneth Starr in response to questions about the school's handling of sexual assault complaints against players. The moves come after a law firm hired by Starr found the football coaches and athletic administrators at the school had run their own improper investigations into rape claims, and that in some cases they chose not to report such allegations to an administrator outside of athletics. The firm reviewed Baylor's handling of sexual assault cases following allegations that the school mishandled several cases in which football players were accused of attacking women. The university said in a statement that it had suspended Briles with the intent to terminate. Starr will leave the position of president on May 31st, but the school says he will serve as chancellor. The university's statement said the review revealed a fundamental failure. And Martin Truex Jr. has won the pole for Sunday's Coca-Cola 600, NASCAR's longest race of the year. Truex turned a lap of 192.328 miles an hour to take the top spot from Joey Logano, who had the top qualifying time in the first two rounds and won the All-Star race last week at Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's the fifth time this year that Logano has started on the front row. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will start third, Denny Hamlin fourth, and Brad Keselowski in the 5 spot. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.